If you're not taking a vacation this summer, how to take a vacation with your time off. Murphy and I are in that spot. I don't think that we're doing anything. We have zero plans.
It's been a long time since this has happened. But, so both girls are going to be in college. And so there's just a whole lot of stuff going on.
Well, they both have trips, though. That's what's funny. They both have things they're doing.
Yeah, Katie's that's
true. Done some, and she's traveling again. And we did do some, hopping around the country this spring with Sam.
It was work-related stuff.
Vacation, yes.
It was. I mean, we had a good time, but yeah. I mean, ours is really budgetary as much as anything.
I know. So what's funny is here's what I'm going to throw out, okay? Since we don't have any plans of any destination, I do not want to just stay home, and do, the same old thing. Like, I don't want the vacation to be like just an extended weekend.
Yeah.
I want some new experiences. Yeah. So we can make it foodie if you want to. Let's go try some places.
I love that. And I have a ton of fun doing that all the time.
Hop in the car and start driving and just see where we end up and new food places. Like, it's, I want to eat places I've never eaten before.
One reason that I enjoy that is because, I love food, obviously. But the other thing is, obviously, our relationship is based on food, because it's not.
No.
But as Jody and I got to know each other, it literally was over lunches and dinners. And you know what I mean? So, I don't know. Sharing a meal together to me is something that Jody and I do.
Yeah. He always says that to me, Sammy. Go, I just love sharing a meal with you.
Yeah. I do. It's true.
Anyway.
What about me as a person?
Right. I also thought, and I was mentioning this to Sam, it would also be a good time. Not that I want to sit around. I do
for
want
the
to
three
rest.
Of us to
I also would like, it's a good idea to plan and do, carry through, whatever you follow through with, there's some things that I would like to watch and or binge. There's the Ed Sheeran documentary on Disney Plus, and I really want to hit that. And I kind of was waiting for you because I think you'd like it.
Okay. Yeah, I would.
You have some plans.
You can watch that from a hotel room too.
I know. Look, I'm not opposed to a last minute. Throw your bathing suit in the suitcase and let's head out.
Yeah.
I'm not opposed to that at all. We just have to let the kids know that they have to take care of the dogs.
Yeah. Well, it's got to be the $19.99 special, too,
Okay. I love sharing a meal with you.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has three things to know today at 6:50.
Coming up next, though, a lot of love and excitement for this front runner in our Cool Summer Eats recipe. See if you can guess. Coming up, guys.
Best part of our day is hearing from you. You can call or text us 877-310-4MSJ or hit us up on our socials.
Social Media Connect.
Okay, from Instagram and Facebook, the Cool Summer Eats are doing well. Our favorite summer recipes all wrapped up in one place for you. Like a whole listing of them there. And it's everything. It's not just sweet stuff. Even though, we added frozen lemonade this week.
Mm-hmm.
It's with ice cream and lemonade and lemon juice and orange juice, even a little bit.
It's fun
bit
to have those little treats. You think about that at summertime.
Oh my gosh. Look, when I was a little girl, I was amazed that you're going to make fun of this. Whatever.
Me?
Yes, Sam.
She's looking at Sam.
It happened at my grandparents' house when they would buy the good ice cream, and they would buy ice cream that my parents didn't buy. And we would stir it up and stir it. I would stir it up so much I wanted it to be soft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I'd want to sort of drink it. So I'd let it sit. And then my grandmother was finally like, let's just make a shake. And I was like, what? You can do that without a machine?
What is shake?
What are you talking about? And so she just got the blender out and we added ice cream and milk and I can't remember what else. And I thought I was so fancy.
Yeah.
Fancy. Anyhow, so frozen lemonade is kind of like a lemonade shake,
kinda,
if you will.
Yeah.
Four ingredient recipe. The front runner, by the way, according to you on our Facebook and Instagram pages, is the ice cream sandwich cake. Murphy, I think I need to make it. It's just ice cream sandwich layered in a dish layered with the whipped topping and caramel and chocolate and all that. And you do another layer and you stick it in the freezer for like 30 minutes before you serve it.
Yeah.
Boom. It sounds delish. And easy. So that's a front runner. Everybody's loving that. Pam says, it all looks great. I love the recipe for steak marinade.
Oh, that's Sam's.
That's
yes.
on there.
Is that mine?
That's mine.
No,
that's,
the greatest ever steak marinade.
It's called.
Yeah.
It's mine.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Now, I have tried it, and it is delicious.
Really good.
I didn't vouch for that sucker.
It's a really good steak marinade. Pam goes on to say, I like to marinate fresh salmon also. And all
that's
the recipes look amazing. So look for those. We love sharing those with you for summer. So go grab them. Cool Summer Eats at MurphySamAndJody.com.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by Nissan.
Most of Drew Barrymore's social media post and her presence is very positive and very Drew Barrymore and very lifestyle and fun. I love her. I love her energy. She's so special.
I do too. And you know, I don't know if it's because she started out as a childhood star, but to me, she always has that youthful quality. Mm-hmm. I don't know, that kind of childlike quality.
She does have a childlike quality. You're right. Mm-hmm. I don't think it has
anything to do with
how she
maybe
started.
Right.
Well, I mean, the most recent one that made headlines was when she was attacking and fussing at the tabloids.
I have never said that I wish my mother was dead. How dare you put those words in my mouth? I have been vulnerable and tried to figure out a very difficult, painful relationship.
She was awesome in addressing this, like one Tuesday night, randomly, sitting at home, no makeup, just, you know what, I'm just going to address it right away. I saw it when it was brand new. I was like, ooh. Drew is getting hot about this. Yeah. So the word right now is her show, the Drew Barrymore show, is on a little break because it's summer.
Yeah.
She will not be back with new shows until the fall. So she's also announced to her fans and her followers that she's also taking a social media break for the summer.
Hmm.
She says she used to do it all the time. It's healthy for the soul. I know you're expecting me there because I'm there every day, but I'm taking a break. I will return on social media when I return for season 4.
Okay.
And it's already season 4 of her show coming up in the fall.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Sam is the food dude.
Let you know which classic fast food treats now available in the grocery store.
If it's new and you can eat it, Sam's found it. He's the food dude.
Powered by KFC.
Now, Murphy, I know at Sonic, you love the Coney's.
Yes.
You love the burgers.
Yeah, actually, I had just about anything on the menu. But
there you go.
Now, what's your favorite side dish?
Tots.
Ah, good. Yeah. Well, they're coming to the grocery store near you.
Oh, really?
Sonic is now selling frozen tots in the grocery store.
Okay, you're so super excited about this. But
well, I'm hoping that
they're really going to be any different than the tots that are already there?
That's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping that they taste like Sonic tots and they're not just tots.
Yeah,
with a Sonic
different.
Bag.
You remember what my thing about Sonic tots are?
What, they're double fried?
I don't like that.
Yeah. Well,
they
I say double fried. I mean, I don't know.
They taste double fried.
They arrive frozen and they're already somewhat cooked and then they drop them in the fryer again. That's why I call them double fried.
This is more thought than Sam wanted put into this.
Yeah, I know. I think too much about Sonic.
They're fried crispy.
They taste like they got dropped in twice.
Yeah.
I don't eat them.
Tell me what the problem is there.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
I don't taste enough potato. That's what.
Well, maybe you'll like this, Jody. Cookie dough. Cookie dough bites. Mm, We've got some new flavors. Snickers, M&M's, and Twix are now available.
Ooh. They're cookies or they're the candy?
The dough. Cookie dough bites. The little bites that you can just pop in your mouth.
That is happy.
And
careful,
they are safe, Murphy.
Can't just pop. I mean, they'll just over-pop is what I'm saying.
All right, so let's say you're sitting down at breakfast and you got Cap'n Crunch and you got oatmeal and you can't decide which one.
Okay.
Now you don't have to.
Okay.
Cap'n Crunch oatmeal.
Are you working for them?
Two different versions. The regular. It's regular oatmeal. But each one comes with a little packet. One
you put on top.
You can put the regular Cap'n Crunch on top. The other has got the oops all berries you put on top.
Okay. Wait, so it just comes
a
with a little packet of cereal?
Yeah.
Okay.
Way to downplay it.
Well, I'm just asking.
He doesn't work for them.
All right, Murphy. This one you'll love. Domino's. They've announced something new. It's called Pinpoint. Let's say you're at the beach. You want to use the app and you're at the beach or you're at the park. You're not at your address.
Yeah.
But you need a pizza.
You can now do that.
Okay.
You order on the app and you drop a pin where you are and then they come and get, you know, like if you're at the beach, you got to meet them at the parking lot at the beach.
Yeah.
And once they get there, you got 4 minutes to come up and meet them, get your pizza and go back to the beach and eat.
Why do you have 4 minutes?
They're only going to wait 4 minutes for you.
Wow.
Yeah. You know what? This almost sounds like the same. It's like kind of the Uber-ish technology, right?
Yeah.
Where you're just
nice.
The geolocation thing.
Yeah.
But I kind of like that. You know what? I wonder how many other food vendors will start to pick up on that.
It's called Pinpoint. You drop a pin and eat your pizza.
Up next, Jody's three things to know today. Three things you need to know today.
Number one, that missing submarine with 5 people on board.
Still
missing. It's called extreme tourism.
Yeah.
You know, they paid to be there. still missing. There are different search and rescue crews still looking for them using deep sea robotics, and still nothing. They did hear banging sounds,
but that's it. Yeah.
Banging sounds yesterday from the depths of the Atlantic. It's a very complex rescue mission, and things are not looking good as of today. Number two, Marvel dropped a new show on us yesterday on Disney Plus: Secret Invasion.
Fury.
Nick Fury.
It was pretty good,
about,
too.
About, like, alien shapeshifters and things like that.
Yeah.
And you jumped in. Okay, you watched it. So there's some controversies today about the opening credits and the directors using AI in the opening credits when it's like, whoa, the whole reason
it
for the writers.
It wasn't the usual Marvel intro.
Right.
It stuck out.
And they used AI. And it's like the controversy because the whole writer's strike right now because of the growth of AI. Yeah. So it's like, why would you do that right now? But it's their right, I suppose. Number three, Adele bought a mansion from Sylvester Stallone in Beverly Hills. And it's the one with the pool, his pool, and his Rocky statue out there.
Yeah.
He wanted to take it with him when he moved, and she said, no, that's going to blow the whole deal.
Yeah, that's why I'm buying this place.
He moved out. She's demolishing, like, the second floor. Oh, and she kept the Rocky statue.
That's right. Three things to know today.
You guys, you know, every day this week leading up to my grandfather's funeral, which is this weekend, I want to share a little bit about Pawpaw with you that you wouldn't know otherwise.
Okay.
Some of these stories I may have told you guys over the years, but I can't remember. Murphy knows because he's in the family.
Yeah.
I think you know this.
Finally, I'm in the family.
He's in the family.
All these years. No,
anyway,
I'm just kidding.
The last time we attended a family funeral, he was there, and I remember walking out when we were leaving. He was in the parking lot, and we were leaving to go eat, and he was going to the graveside thing, and he hugged me goodbye. And he pointed down the street. He goes, Jody, you know, my funeral is going to be down the street at this church. And I said, yes. And he goes, are you coming? He's so funny. And that's where his funeral is going to be this Saturday.
Yeah.
That place.
So are you going?
Yeah, I am. The other thing is that he was a retired minister. And do you guys know, did you know that he kept a log of every sermon he ever preached?
Hmm.
The name of the sermon, the verses that it pertained to, and when he preached it. And if you look at that, starting in the, 1950s, late 1950s, all the way till he retired in 1997, I believe it was 97, you can see where he recycled some.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he did. Yeah. And he added, and he would make notes. It was really, really cool.
Right.
I don't know if that log of his sermon survived the flood that his house, he took a lot of water and lost a lot of things.
He talked about that one day. That's actually what I was going to ask you. I think that was lost.
Oh. Yeah.
I think he explained to us that one is got damaged.
I remember looking through it once and then looking at dates going, did he put in sermons where he preached funerals? And sure enough, like, he did the service for my dad's funeral, and I looked and I was like, oh gosh, you look at these notes, you know.
Wow. Yeah. What a
it was incredible. I remember seeing it. I know. Another funny thing, I'll leave you this today with a funny thing about Pawpaw, is that when I first started making the snack mix that I always give, the peanuts and the M&Ms and raisins and chocolate chips, I would bring it to him and give it to him and be so proud. And he'd go, thank you, sugar. You know, give me a kiss. And then I'd go to his house, you know, a week later, and everything would be gone except the peanuts. He went for the chocolate and the sweet stuff.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has another Hollywood Outsider at 7:20, and next, Sam has music news.
Taylor Swift and Katy Perry dropping some cool new stuff on us.
Sam's got music news.
Powered by Lowe's.
I'm going to save the bad news for last.
Uh-oh.
So we'll start with something really good. Taylor Swift has more concert dates added.
It's me.
And before you run over to Ticketmaster and say, "Where?" This is international dates. You know, she already had the 8 dates in South America. Well, now it's 50 dates.
Gosh.
And it's around the world. And it's all going through August of next year.
She's going to wear herself out.
Yeah. I mean, in addition to Mexico City and Buenos Aires and Argentina, now we're adding Singapore, Japan, Italy, Germany, the UK, Sweden, France, Amsterdam, and more.
Going to wear herself out.
So if somebody does want to go overseas to see those, is it Ticketmaster that's handling all that?
I don't know.
I really don't know.
You stumped Sam.
No, sorry. I mean, I don't know how you buy. I'm assuming it's a. I don't know who sells tickets over there.
Why not?
Well,
let's
depends
try
on who sells them.
Okay.
Let's go buy some for London.
See what it's like.
And don't forget, too, coming up July 7th, it's the Taylor version of Speak Now. So right. We got a lot of Taylor going on right now. Speaking of music being released, Katy Perry has a big surprise for us.
Her shoe line?
No. Box set.
Oh.
She's putting together her first three albums into a box set. One of the Boys, Teenage Dream, and Prism. It's going to come out October 18th. It's called, get this, Katy Perry's Catalog. Catalog.
I got it.
Collector's Edition box set.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, and they're going to have some new songs on there, too. You can buy the album separately, and it'll have new songs, or you can buy the whole box set, and it'll have all those new songs on it, too.
Nice. You just got a shoe wear line, just so you know. It's really fun.
Now, I did save the worst news for last.
Okay, Sam.
And this is going to come as a shot to the heart, and I don't know who's to blame, but...
Okay. Why are you being cutesy? What's the bad news?
Richie Sambora says, we're not even close to rejoining the band.
Why can't they just work this out?
According to him now, he says, you know, I'm sitting here waiting.
Oh.
This was at an awards gala last week. He says, I'm sitting here waiting, but as of yet, no one's reached out and asked me.
Yeah, if John doesn't want him back in the band.
And he says he feels an obligation to come back for the fans.
Oh!
So is he the one who's really trying to get this whole thing cranked up?
Yeah, well, it sounds like he's the one that wants back in, but nobody's talked to him yet.
Of course he wants back in. Man. You upset John. It sticks, huh?
Coming up next,
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Nissan.
One of the best movies that audiences have loved this year so far in theaters. You too, Sam. John Wick Chapter 4.
I'm going to need a gun.
Yes. Goodbye, my friend.
It's hard to die. The initial film, and I know you had something to say about this, lasted nearly 3 hours.
Yeah. Oh, you know what I heard? There's going to be a longer version.
That's my story.
Oh, sorry.
John Wick. Thank you, Sam. Would you like to take it away?
It's John a director's
Wick 4 is getting a director's cut coming soon. So 15 more minutes of Keanu.
Yeah.
You know,
that's just another
taking
fight.
Taking care of the thugs. You're going to see a new character that's not in the theatrical release.
Oh.
And a bigger chunk of Berlin. No release date yet. And does that mean in theaters? Maybe select theaters,
maybe.
But certainly streaming.
It's already streaming,
So if you're a big fan of John Wick 4, which who isn't? Who doesn't want more Keanu?
Yeah.
He did the work. We should get it. I want you to remind everybody, too, today is the premiere of the second season of And Just Like That.
The more I find that, if you have good friends in your corner, anything's possible.
The follow-up show to Sex in the City starts streaming on Max today. I'm still having trouble calling it just Max.
Is this the one
where HBO Max?
Kim Cattrall comes back.
Kim Cattrall comes back for a short cameo in the finale of this season, and she wasn't even on set with anybody because they can't do that.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
We're going to go to Facebook and find out why it's snowing in Murphy and Jody's living room.
Be sure to download the Murphy, Sam, and Jody podcast. It is free to subscribe to. Just Google Murphy, Sam, and Jody podcast.
Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
On our Facebook and Instagram, I'm so glad that everyone has enjoyed the picture that I shared of how our new dog, Hazel, rearranged our living room. The designer tricks she gave it when she took one of our sofa pillows and exploded it all over the living room.
Yeah. Mm.
Right before we had company arriving.
Yeah. I still find it interesting that she was able to unzip a pillow. As destructive as she is.
She didn't destroy the outer pillow.
And we have no video of this, right?
No.
If that dog can unzip things, you need to put her to work.
Yeah.
She's at work. She is at work redecorating my home.
Yeah.
Anyway, so thank you for all the love on the picture and feeling our pain with it.
Vicky said going for that snowing and summer look.
That's exactly what it looked like.
Vicky.
And Marlo says, I think Hazel's being set up.
Yeah. Set up for what?
I don't know. Sparky. You know, you never trust Sparky.
Oh.
That's true. Well, you know, Sparky was pointing at her when we walked in the other day.
Yeah.
So maybe so.
Holding a sign. It wasn't me.
Yeah. You know, that zipper thing. Can one dog actually unzip? Or maybe Hazel was holding the pillow and Sparky was... Hang on.
Honestly, I think the zipper was sort of already moving. And what I imagine Hazel doing, because I've seen her play with things, she took the whole pillow in her mouth and she shook it and shook it and shook it until...
And the zipper just
pushed
open.
It was. It was partially unzipped. And I never noticed, you know, partially unzipped zippers anyway. So common mistake of mine.
Well, unless...
So, right. Oops. Sheila says, I have to smile because I have a decorator too. It's funny. I know, we've been there. If you've got dogs, if you have dogs and live with dogs long enough, they're going to destroy something of yours at some point.
Yeah.
Right? They are.
My problem is the cat.
Oh?
Yeah, the
Sam?
Corner of all my sofas is cat land.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I've got scratching posts, but those aren't good enough.
Well, there's an easy solution for that.
Yeah. Yes, there is.
No, there's not. Yeah. Well, what's the solution?
Yeah, get rid of the cat.
Oh, no! You could
my solution, but, you know.
You could put Nip on the posts. It draws them to it. They can't resist Nip. Anyway, thank you. We love hearing from you. Keep it coming anytime on Facebook or Instagram.
I used to enjoy Nip, too.
Up next, Jody's three things to know today. Three things you need to know today.
Number one, Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg are apparently in the middle of a feud and it's playing out. Mm. And apparently it's serious between them. So Meta, which is the Facebook Instagram company, they are...
That's Zuckerberg.
...developing, yes, they're developing a Twitter competitor. Which Elon Musk doesn't like it.
Right.
And so Elon tweeted about being up for a cage fight. In other words, like, kind of bring it. Zuckerberg didn't enjoy that. So he took a picture of the tweet and posted and sent it out all over his Instagram. Send me location.
Nice. A social fight. Nice.
Wouldn't the world, like, sort of enjoy watching them battle, at least wits, a battle of wits. Mm-hmm. Number two, Target set to compete with Amazon Prime Day with Circle Week. You know, the Target Circle app and program. For a whole week in July, the 9th through the 15th, they're going to offer really crazy discounts if you're a part of their program. And it's free to join that.
Doesn't Walmart do that too during the...
I think so. They have to. Amazon Prime Day this year, it's 2 days, July 11th and 12th. So it's right around the corner. And number three, Nintendo has announced a new Super Mario Brothers game is coming. It's the first new one in a long time with the brothers. Some big changes like multi-layer options with four people able to play at one time.
This is a coincidence that it happens to be right after the most successful movie of the year?
I don't know, but look for it October 20th, a new Super Mario Brothers game.
Three things to know today. Jody, you have said about your papa, the funeral's this weekend.
Yes.
And he had written everything out in advance. Like, I want this preacher, I want this lady to sing songs, I want this, that, and the other thing.
He planned his funeral.
I'm just curious, because I haven't heard Phoebe's name brought up. Has Phoebe been asked to play?
No.
Because I know how much he enjoyed, like, at the holidays when Phoebe and Taylor would get together.
Phoebe and Taylor would sing and play music at the holidays, but they weren't the only great-grandchildren to do that. Mm. There's a lot of great-grands. I want to say 17 kids.
Yeah.
Is that right? Is that about right? I think it's 17 great-grandchildren.
Yeah.
And a lot of them played music. A lot of them were younger. Taylor and Phoebe are the oldest great-grandchildren. But no, they have not been asked to play or anything like that. And that's okay with them.
Yeah.
I think honestly, they have played and been asked to play at funerals before and they've done it. And that might be the most nerve-wracking gig they've ever been at. And for their own grandfather. Now, they did play. Phoebe played music only. No, there was no singing, no vocal. At Murphy's dad's funeral.
Yeah, she did an awesome job, too.
She loved that. But I think for them, that also winds up being personally sad, I guess, in moments. So they don't always want to do that, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Right.
It's mixed. I guess if they were asked to, they would, but it's...
Yes. If they were asked, they would have done it. But I do think they'd be almost maybe more nervous for this one because it's in a church. It's a, you know, it's just a different setting than what they've ever done before. Remember, one of the memorial services they played was for a friend whose mom passed away, and that was held in like a community theater.
Yeah,
it's just different.
Well, I think with this one, your family is trying to do a delicate balancing act because they want to honor your papa's wishes.
Yes,
he was a pastor, so he's very specific, probably almost too much so, about how he wants this to be done. And the family wants to be able to pay tribute to him also. And so, you know, Jody's uncle Larry will speak, which is great. So I think it'll wind up being
a
perfect blend of what the family wants and what he wanted, right?
Yeah.
Have y'all been giving Uncle Larry stories?
Yes. I mean, I probably didn't need to.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the oldest son. He grew up with Pawpaw.
Right.
But I did send a bunch of stories to him. I've been talking to him about, oh, don't forget this and don't forget that.
Yeah.
And it is helpful, I think, you know.
You didn't tell him the story about our first foster dog bit your grandfather, huh, at the door that time?
No, I didn't want to. I've forgotten about that.
Now everybody
kind
knows.
Kind of blocked it out. You were mentioning earlier, Murphy, about our upcoming vacation being the no vacation vacation.
Kind of a staycation.
We don't have any plans.
Yeah.
I don't want to just stay. I don't want it to feel like just an extended weekend, though. I do want to go on little day trips and stuff. So getting
up. What is your, I guess, length of time you could spend in the house with Murphy before you have to get out?
Why?
Well, I'm glad you're bringing that up, Sam. Thanks.
How long have you stayed with your former spouses, Sam? We're going to play this game. Everybody's going to play.
Total. The first one was 10 years.
There you go. Okay.
You know, I think, so to a degree, Jody and I really aren't sit still kind of people.
No,
so
especially not me.
If it's a weekend where we want to do our own thing, and she just goes and does her thing, and I do too, and then, you know, then we'll do things spontaneously together.
Murphy is more of a project person. He can go down a rabbit hole and he will be like in his man cave for hours. And I'll check what, still working on this, still working on this. I'm getting somewhere with this. Mm-hmm. And that's wonderful.
Yeah.
I'm not that person. I'll work on something and then I pivot and I move or I'll go.
Which is healthy and smart, actually.
Well, that's sweet of you to say. Okay, so I bring it up because...
See, Sam, this is how we stay together. Like this,
right? Anyway.
Somebody needs a break.
I bring it up because I learned a trick from all people. Phoebe, our youngest, she just got back from her senior trip vacation with her friends. They went to L.A. together, she and some of her best friends. And on the way home, on her flight home, she said she was scrolling through all of her pictures because they had so much fun and they crammed so much into every day. She was like, I wanted to make sure I remembered it. So on the flight home, she said she scrolled through all of her pictures and it was like, oh, I forgot that I took that. Oh, that was fun. And then she started journaling it. She was typing in notes. And her friend, I heard them discussing this in the airport when we were waiting for the bags. It's like, what were you writing? Well, I was just journaling about the trip. I wanted to remember all of it. And right now, scrolling through my phone is the time to do it.
Wow.
Isn't that a good trick to remember your, like right after, scroll and journal?
Yeah.
Thanks to Phoebs for that.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has your next Hollywood Outsider.
Here's what's trending. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by Nissan.
Here's an update on Kevin Costner's Yellowstone future or past. The creator, Taylor Sheridan, finally broke his silence into this full Hollywood Reporter cover story that was released yesterday. Ooh. And how he feels about Kevin Costner being so hard to get on the set. The word is, he says, I'm disappointed, of course.
Yeah.
He said Kevin wants to work on his 4-movie Western saga. And that's where it's his passion project, and we understand that. By the way, out of the 4 movies, Kevin is this week wrapping the second one. So he's only halfway there.
I mean, I know, I understand what he's saying. You know, Kevin wants to do this, but it's like, if you got a deal and you signed a contract,
well,
finish it out.
Here's what else he said. He's not as upset as the fans, Taylor Sheridan. He's like, look, he knows it's business. He says, the movie is his great priority. And I'm sure and hope it's worth it for him.
In other words, if he doesn't like it, I'll kill him off.
And then it's a good one. And he was never meant, that's the other word. Taylor Sheridan says that John Dutton was never meant to live and on and on and on and on. He was always going to be killed off or die somehow. Oh. The big question will be how.
And when.
I hope not a family member. The other thing that's what's going on with Kevin Costner is his divorce is getting really ugly. The soon-to-be ex-wife says that he jumped on a Zoom call, a 10-minute Zoom call, to tell their kids about their divorce. And she's like, no, you're going to be home 5 days later anyway. Why did you do that?
But
that's what she is saying while also fighting over some money that she says he owes her. Sam, I think you'll be happy to know this, and I know Murphy will be ecstatic to know this, that, well, you know, we have family coming in to stay with us. Well, they're here, actually.
And I'm ecstatic.
We're here at work, but we have family at the house.
Yeah.
And they're in town for my grandfather's funeral on Saturday. And while we're working, you know, they're fending for themselves at the house. There's food in the fridge.
I feel partially guilty about that. You know, I mean, I know it is what it is. But
we have to work. I mean,
you know, don't you kind of like feel like they should be there? And
are you kidding? I'm the hostess. Yeah. It is very difficult. They understand it too. It's very difficult for me not to be there, making sure the coffee pot is full, you know, washing towels.
Hey, right. Somebody's got to run the dog and pony show.
Is that what you call it?
So are you a dog or a pony, Murphy?
Just okay. Kidding. Anyway, you will be ecstatic to know that, well, on Saturday morning, the morning that we're all going to be going to his service, Papa's service, I will be home that morning and I will be cooking breakfast for everyone. And I am going to do, Sam, your Mother's Day tater tot casserole.
Oh, okay.
Right? I made it once and Murphy like gobbled it and thought, wow, it's delicious.
Yeah. It's good. It's one of those, though, with guests over, you're going to have to make more than the pan size, you know, that Sam recommends.
Thank you for telling me how to run the dog and pony show. But I do know that. I know how to cook for a crowd. I cook for this crowd every Christmas.
I know you do. Yes. Yeah.
The recipe will be doubled.
You could make just two different kind of casseroles. And everybody have a choice.
Nah, I'm going to do this one. Here's why. I've made the breakfast casserole for them, the standard one that I make, for years.
Yeah.
I think that it's time for that one to be tired. That one's retired, and I want to bring this one up because it's so fun and easy and tater tots and sausage and cheese and eggs.
So, you know, I have just this random thought.
What's that?
Would it be good to do one with like chorizo and kind of give it that kind of a flair? Mm.
It would.
Think?
You want to make that one?
I just said it's a fun suggestion. I'm not, you know.
Maybe I will, but
I was going to
make it easy on myself and make one big. I was going to double the recipe and use my big Christmas pan.
Well, you are running the dog and pony shows.
The Christmas pan.
Anyhow, Sam.
How big is the Christmas pan?
It's double the regular size. Oh. Okay? And that's how I cook for a crowd anyway. So the recipe is at murphysamandjody.com. And thank you, Sam.